Now we're going to understand a deeper interpretation of what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem afterwards. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, if you agree to spare the Jews, great. If not, erase my name from the Torah. What does that have to do with anything? What is erasing Moshe Rabbeinu's name going to fix? Watch how Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to explain this. If you, Hashem, do not want to forgive the Jews, and you don't want to sustain the world using the hidden Torah, what's the hidden Torah? The hidden Torah is where it says, Hashem spoke to Moshe. All of those places in the Torah where it mentions my name, Moshe Rabbeinu says. 150 times, Vaidabar Hashem al Moshe, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. All of that stuff, that's hidden Torah, that's Chesed Chinam. If you, Hashem, decide that you're not going to forgive the Jews, which means you're not tapping into, you're not connecting with that hidden Torah, you're not using that Chesed Chinam that's represented by that hidden Torah, Imkein Mocheinina Mesifrecha. If that's the case, take me out. Erase me from the Torah. Because if you're not forgiving them, if you're not allowing me as the tzaddik to use that chesed chinam that's found in that hidden Torah to accomplish a complete forgiveness for the Jews, then why mention my name throughout the whole Torah? By my name being mentioned all over the Torah, it gives the impression that I'm in charge, I'm in control, I'm the leader. And therefore I have the ability to sustain the world even when they're in trouble, even when they've done terrible, terrible things. I have the ability to sustain the world through the hidden Torah. Through the hidden Torah, the stories of the Torah, the Vaidabra Hashem al Moshe, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Viato, and now, im eincho roitzach hashem l'kayim olam al yodi. If you, Hashem, do not want to allow the world to exist via me, via this hidden Torah, via this Vaidabar Hashem al Moshe, imkein mochenina, then erase me, v'tachzor hahanhoga etzlecho levad, and take back the authority, that authority that you gave me. If you're not letting me lead, if you're not letting me control, then here you go, Hashem. Here's the keys. You're in charge. You take over. V'ato bi'atzmecho bevadai tucha l'kayim hoylon b'chasadecho kanal. And you, Hashem, certainly do have the ability to sustain the world with your great chesed. Just like when you created the world, you were able to do it, even though there were no mitzvahs and no nothing, no Jews, no nothing. Right now, if you're going to say the Jews are worth nothing, they're zero, you have the ability to still maintain the world even though they're zero. So if you forgive them, it shows that I have the power. If you're forgiving them, like you said, Honichol, you said to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, step aside and let me at him. Step aside means that I'm somebody, that I have power, I have authority. Where does my authority come from? From you, Hashem. You gave it to me. You gave me this incredible power to be able to tap into that chesed chinam. We find Moshe Rabbeinu said, Voeschanan, he knew about that chesed chinam. And he knew that that chesed chinam is connected to the Torah, to the words that surround the mitzvah, that hidden part of the Torah. That's where that holiest, deepest part of the Torah, that's where the Chesed Chinam draws from. So he said, therefore, if you forgive them, Hashem, great. Then it shows, I am Moshe Rabbeinu, I am the Tzaddik, I'm the one who you gave the authority to, and I draw power from the hidden, from all of those times that are mentioned in the Torah, I draw power from there to be able to help the Jews. It's only out of your kindness, Hashem, that you chose to give me that power, Moshe Rabbeinu says. And that's why we see that my name is mentioned in the Torah so many times. It's because you, Hashem, chose me as the leader and you chose to give me so much authority, so much power. V'yato, but now, if you're not going to forgive the Jews, which shows that I don't have that power, im kein mochenina. Then erase me, get rid of me, v'yachzer ha-koyach v'chesed etzel cholavad, and take back that power that you gave to me. Take back that chesed chinam, take it on to yourself, Hashem, u'sekayim ho'ilam batzmacha, and you, Hashem, will sustain the world by yourself, without me. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei shehoya Moshe mo'orer ha-chesed ha-ne'elam hazeh, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew and had the ability to turn on this chesed, to draw on that chesed, dahainu ha-toira ha-ne'elemes, that hidden Torah, ha-yidezeh po'al be'emes bakashosoi. That's what helped him to succeed in his request to Hashem, va'inocham Hashem al-horoa, as it says over there in the pasuk, that Hashem allowed himself to be consoled over all the terrible things that the Jews had done. V'niskayim ho'ilam, and the world continued to exist, afal pi shosum ha-shosu, despite the fact that the Jews did what they did at the time. V'akoyl al yidei ha-chesed hazeh. And it's all based on this chesed, shehu ha-toyra na-lemes, which is this hidden Torah, shehu mekayim ho'ilam tomid, which is what has the ability to sustain the world at all times, even when we're bad, even when we're at our worst. So here, Rav Nosson Zal gave his interpretation, his explanation of the interaction between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jews did a terrible sin. They unplugged themselves totally from the Torah. From which Torah? The revealed Torah. The Torah that says, don't worship idols, believe in Hashem. They cut all of those strings. They worshipped idols. Egel Azov. Hashem got boiling mad, and Hashem is coming at the Jews. Hashem is coming at the Jews. Whoop, there's a problem. There's an obstacle. The obstacle is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's in the way. He's in a position to block Hashem. How do we know? It says it in the Chumash. Hashem said, oh, they did this terrible thing, and now allow me, honicholi, allow me, and I'll destroy them, and I'll bring forth a new nation from you. That honicholi teaches us this secret, that after Hashem created the world with that chesed chinam, and after Hashem put the authority in the hands of the tzaddik, Hashem has appointed the tzaddik to be in charge, and kaviyochol Hashem is in the background. And Hashem gives the tzaddik the ability to uphold a decree of Hashem or to nullify a decree of Hashem. This is written in the Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Koton, Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Tzadik Moishel Beyiras Elikim. The Tzadik rules over Hashem. So the Gemara says there that Hashem says, I created everything and I'm in charge of everything. But who's in charge of me? The Tzadik. Like the pasuk says, Tzadik Moishel Beyiras Elikim. And the Gemara says there, Hashem says, I issue a decree and he nullifies it. He has the ability to nullify it. Who gave him this ability? Who gave him this authority? Hashem. Where is he drawing it from? Where is it coming? Where's that power from? The answer is we learn that there's revealed Torah and there's hidden Torah. The revealed Torah is the standard, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim. The hidden Torah, Rabbeinu Zal gives us two examples of it. One is the stories of the Torah. The second is every time a mitzvah is presented in the Torah, if you look at it, you could take a scissors and cut around the mitzvah. And you can cut out the actual mitzvah, paraduma. Red cow, 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. You know, the Torah describes what the... Instead, it starts, Vayidabar Hashem el Moshe, Zois chukas ha-Torah, these are the laws of... What is that? That's all excess baggage, seemingly. Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 22 in Likut Imran, there ain't no such thing as excess baggage in the Torah. Every word there is super important. And this stuff that seems to be extraneous, this is the holiest part of this. This stuff that where you don't see in any obvious way any messages, you're right. It ain't obvious. It's hidden. This is secrets of Torah. There's the deepest part of the Torah is in those sentences that encircle the mitzvah, that surround the mitzvah. So even when the Jewish people negate the Torah, they go against the Torah, and they cut all their connections to the regular part of the Torah, we said that there's this chesed chinam, there's this hidden Torah, which sustained the world during the 26 generations before Matan Torah, which is what sustains the child during the 7 days before the Bris Milah, which is what kept Eretz Yisrael holy and solid even while the seven nations were there, before the Jews were there. That's the power that Hashem used to sustain the world when there wasn't regular Torah. That's the power that the tzaddik now, Hashem has given over that authority to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is able to tap into that and use that to sustain the Jewish people when they fall, when they've gone away from the regular Torah, the standard portion of the Torah. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hashem, we have one of two choices here. If you forgive the Jews, then it shows that this power still exists. That even when the Jewish people go against the Torah and they cut their connection to the standard part of the Torah, there's this hidden Torah, which the tzaddik knows about. He's the one who knows it the most and has the ability to use that as freebie kindness to sustain the Jewish people, to hold on, to keep them in place, keep them alive until they complete the tshuva process and until they're able to reconnect perfectly with the regular part of the Torah, with the standard Torah. That's if you forgive them. If you don't forgive them, then you're showing that I don't have that power, that there's something lacking in me, obviously, whether I'm not deserving or this or that. So then when it's said, now, when it's said in those words surrounding all of those mitzvahs, it keeps saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Hashem gave Moshe, everything is Moshe, 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 showing that this is my power, this is my secret weapon. If you're not going to let it work, if you're saying you're canceling it, Hashem, then erase me from the Torah. Then take out Moshe from all of those places. And if we take out Moshe, then who do we replace him with? We replace him with Hashem. Then there's only Hashem. The tzaddik is stepping out of the situation. You, Hashem, are saying that I can't, that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not qualified or not deserving or not worthy to save the Jewish people right now. Okay, then take me out. I'm giving you back the keys. I'm giving you back the reins and the authority. And if I give it back to you, you certainly can save them. Just like you were able to create the world in the beginning without the Torah. You were able to sustain the world before the Torah. You were able to sustain Eretz Yisrael. You could do it now also. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu explains that interaction with Hashem. And why this is how Rav Nosson Zal explains it. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant by erase me. What does erasing me have to do with anything? The answer is because when Moshe Rabbeinu appears in the Torah most is in that hidden part of the Torah, the part that doesn't seem to, the sentences which don't seem to be an actual mitzvah. It's just saying that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And Rav Nosson Zal even took that pasuk and he showed that the word vayedaber, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the word dabor in Hebrew means leader, king, authority. So vayedaber Hashem el Moshe means Hashem gave the authority to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're not forgiving them, Hashem, on my say-so, I'm blocking you. You said, I'm in the way. You're right, I am in the way. I want to stop. If I can't stop you, then I'm out. Then it shows that I don't belong there. I don't have that authority.